In New York this week, a federal judge ordered the release of secret police documents. They show that New York City police infiltrated political groups almost a year before the 2004 Republican National Convention in the city. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
The documents are summaries of intelligence gathered by the New York Police Department about the activities of political groups from October 2003 through the Republican National Convention. The New York Civil Liberties Union represents a number of plaintiffs who were among the more than 1,800 arrested during the convention. They claim the protesters were held in detention for more than 24 hours, needlessly fingerprinted, and exposed to toxic chemicals in the holding pens. The city has argued that their actions were based on intelligence that possibly violent actions were planned. Civil liberties groups sought the documents describing this intelligence for their legal case. Donna Lieberman is the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
The police department was monitoring email. It was monitoring websites. It was participating in listservs that organizations had created for their members and supporters. And that it engaged in infiltration of organizations, their meetings, and other activities in an undercover fashion.
The documents show that New York City police detectives went to many cities around the country, and there is some question whether they also went outside the country as well. The papers mention anarchist groups, but also satiric protesters like Billionaires for Bush, as well as various rock and hip-hop artists and even some local politicians. Many parts of the documents are blacked out or redacted. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said a close examination of the documents will show the NYPD did an outstanding job of protecting the city during the convention.
The vast majority of information that was gathered is open source information gathered on the internet. The groups that were coming here were advertising what they were going to do, bragging about what they were going to do.
And a lot of the stuff in here is fine.
Donna Lieberman of the NYCLU says there is surveillance of unlawful activity in the documents.
We believe that when the police department suspects unlawful activity, it ought to do its job. It ought to engage in policing activities, which can include surveillance, of course.
The Civil Liberties Union is troubled, she says, when police surveillance is of garden variety American as apple pie lawful protest. And many of the documents detail concerts by bands and academic conferences. One woman mentioned in the documents is the writer and activist Starhawk. The documents describe her as a prominent direct action environmental and peace activist and says she's been at every demonstration in the past few years. She says the description is true, although
I'm sure I've missed quite a number of them.
It describes a conference she was at in 2004 called the Life After Capitalism Conference. She says she spoke on a panel about sustainable agriculture.
And we actually had everybody in the room sorting worms from worm castings. I'm sure that's the kind of activity that must worry the New York Police Department, but I can't quite imagine why.
These documents are only summaries, and the New York Civil Liberties Union is still seeking the raw intelligence reports produced by the NYPD detectives. A federal judge will rule on those motions within a week or so. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.